What about something like a house fixing to plunder or tricks? Does any of that sound familiar?
I don't think so. I'd say that the most word that would be fitting there that we would use back in that time. Now, I would call it furniture today.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that, but I'm talking about from the time that these words that I learned, and I found out that they were different after I got a certain amount of education.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the days when I was coming up, we certainly didn't call it furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know where it would combine all these items inside of a house and just what we did call it. It passed in my mind if we ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I can't associate a word that would be fitting for this.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly wouldn't be furniture.
Mm-hmm. That's something you learned.
Mm-hmm.
What about a small room off the kitchen? Yeah, I don't think you had it in your house, but do you know about that, having a little room off the kitchen where you could keep canned goods and things?
No. We didn't have it.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
Did you ever hear of pantry or kitchen closet or anything?
No, but I'm fixing to come up with something that I'll tell you what we did now.
What's that?
Where's that piece of paper? Okay, now off to the side. About in this general area right over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere back on over in here was an old barn,
mm-hmm.
something like I got you under. But this was a barn over here.
Mm-hmm.
And this was what we call a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now there was no other buildings but these three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean this, the smokehouse, and the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a what we call outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other names for
you want
that?
The truth of it?
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any other names for that?
Well, I've heard privies and everything, but you want the word that we used.
Uh-huh. Or any words that you
heard. Outhouse, privy. But outhouse is what we know.
Mm-hmm.
But now what we did here in the smokehouse, see, we would raise hogs and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And, cure the meat by putting salt on it. After we killed it, salt it real good and let it lay out on the ground. See, we'd kill hogs in the cold weather. You had to on account of the meat would spoil.
Mm-hmm.
You had to do it in the dead winter, either when the weather was cold. You kill these hogs, scrape them and dress them and everything. Down near this branch right here, see,
mm-hmm.
where the water would be available. And then cut the hogs up in small pieces and then finally get them back up here and salt it. Lay it out on pine tops.
Mm-hmm.
What we call pine tops is these pine trees now. Break them off and lay them down on the ground and lay this meat out when you salt it real good.
Mm-hmm.
And let it lay out, I don't know, one night, I think. And then you'd take it and pack it in a big old barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knows how to cure it. Now, I don't know the art of that. See, I was young and I never really did this.
Mm-hmm.
But after so many days, you'd take it out of that salt, that barrel, out of the
mm-hmm.
barrel, and hang it up on poles inside of this house and put oak wood and start a smoke on it.
Mm-hmm.
And smoke it so many days
mm-hmm.
until it was cured. And that meat would hang throughout. Well, it would hang the whole year if there was enough of it, but we'd always eat it and there wouldn't be enough to last.
Mm-hmm.
But it would go on in the summer. This meat could hang there in the summer after it was cured and still wouldn't spoil because it was cured with that salt.
Mm-hmm.
So in here now, we kept a number of things, like, jars of peas. See, we didn't put them in the deep freeze then. We put peas in jars. You had to cook them in a, shell them and put them in a jar and then put them in a wash pot
mm-hmm.
and boil them in that glass jar so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd set some in this smokehouse, you see, on shelves and stuff that we'd be in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside this kitchen, like where we kept small canned goods that we'd get a hold of every now and then, like bags of beans and little cans of pet milk and stuff like that. I'm talking about little goods like that. Well, there'd be a little old cabinet or something here that we'd stick it in, but we didn't have a room off to the side as far as storage other than a smokehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.